The Shulchan Aruch, in the last Siman in Chesh Mishpat, in Siman Tav Chav Zayin, brings down the Isser for a person to put himself in a situation of danger. You're not allowed to put yourself in a matzav of sakana. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us that if you do, you're going to be in violation of the Pasuk, Yishamar Lecho, Shmor Nafshecha Moed. And Al Pi Pashtus, this should be an Isser Deraisa. However, there are lishonos in the Shulchan Aruch that imply that it's only an Issur Derabbanan. The Shulchan Aruch says that if a person goes ahead and puts himself in a matzav of sakana, we give him makas mardos, which implies that it's an Issur Derabbanan, which usually entails makas mardos, not the full malchus that comes with an Issur Deraisa. And the Shulchan Aruch also brings down a lashon that the Rabbanan asered a person from doing certain activities that put himself in a matzav of danger. But nevertheless, even though there is a machlekes rishonim, whether this is an issur deraisa or there's an issur derabbanan, most poskim assume that this is actually an issur deraisa. A person is not allowed to put himself in a situation of danger, and this activity that puts yourself in a situation of danger is actually something that's osur mideraisa. Now, there's an interesting radvaz that gives a little bit of a deeper understanding of what's going on over here, of this Isser of Ushmor Nafshecha. And perhaps his explanation also explains why this halacha is brought in Chayshim Mishpat and not in Yerudea. Al Pi Pashtus, one could have understood that just like we have an Isser not to violate any of the malachas of Shabbos, so there's an Isser, don't put yourself in a situation of danger. And if that were to be the understanding of this Isser, the Pashtus should be that it should be found in Yerudea rather than in Chesh Mishpat. However, the Radvaz has a little bit of a deeper idea behind this Isser, and he brings down the halacha where we paskin in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch that if a person, let's say, comes to Bezdin and tells Bezdin, I'm moide that I was over and alive, I want a kapara, give me Malkus. Give me Malkus. The halacha is, we don't believe him. We don't believe him as the edus that he's giving to us pertains to himself, and therefore we cannot take him for his word, and we don't give him malchus based on his say-so. You don't have to aid him. So the Rambam tells us that it's exerius hamelech, it's exerius hakosa, that even though there's hoidos baldin kebeya edomi, which usually obligates you to pay your money, and if I, let's say, come to Bezdin and I admit that I owe someone $100, I'm b'chuyiv to pay, and therefore, logically, perhaps we should extend this to this case where I'm being moida in Bezdin, that I was over in Isser, and therefore I'm chayiv malchus. Says the Rambam, it's exerius hamelech, that we don't apply the din of hoidos baldin when it comes to malchus, we only apply it by chayshim mishpat, by money. The Radvaz says that even though inherently there is Xerius HaMelech that's going on over here, but there is a certain uptight that we could say in this din, and that is that there's a fundamental difference between my money and my body. And even though we say Hoidos Baldin Kameyed Edim Dami, and when being Moedin Bezdin, I can mechayiv myself to pay someone money, but my Hoidos can't be mechayiv me in Malkus. Why, says the Radvaz? Because your money is in your bailus. You own your money. The money is in Cheshimish, but yours. You have a certain ownership. It's in your possession. Your body is not yours. You're a shomer. It's a pekod. And since all you're doing is holding your body and trying to take care of it and do mitzvahs on behalf of the Rebbein Shalom, you're just a shomer of your neshama. You're just a shomer of your body. Therefore, since it's not yours, your hoidah in Bezdin can't be mechayev malchus. You can't be mechayev yourself to incur the punishment of malchus because you don't have that ownership of your body to enable you to tell Bezdin that hoidah as baldin should be mechayev you malchus. You're not the baldin. You're not the baldover. It's not yours. And therefore, we can't extend the rule of hoidah as baldin, which we apply by momenus, to malchus. Akaponim, this is behind, says the Radvaz, this idea of the Isser of putting yourself in a matzav sakona. Your body is not yours. It's not within your rights to go ahead and place your body, place your life in a situation of danger, since the Rebbeinu Shlom gave you a pekodin and you have to care for it, it's not yours and it's not within your capacity to decide what to do with. However, there's a famous exception to the rule. And there's a famous heter in this isser of putting yourself in a matzah of sakana. And it's a well-known tshuva from the Nedib Yehuda. And Ramesha and Igros Moshe was quite, was basically mechaven to this heter of the Nedib Yehuda. And that is when it comes to the heter of Parnosa. The Nedib Yehuda is talking about whether or not a person is allowed to go ahead and hunt, even though there's a certain amount of danger that hunting entails. And the Nedib Yehuda goes back and forth about this, and the Nedib Yehuda Lamaisa distinguishes between a case where a person is hunting for recreation and a person who is hunting L'tzorech Parnosa. And says the Nedib Yehuda, there are certain occasions in which there is a certain amount of danger involved in an activity. Now, and nevertheless, if it's for Parnosa reasons, we allow you to undergo this amount of danger, since the Torah understands the need for Parnosa, and the Torah understands that that need sometimes overrides the limited danger that might be involved in your activity. So even though there is somewhat of a sakana, it can't be a significant danger, but if there's somewhat of a sakana, we allow a certain level of sakana if it's for the need of Parnosa. And says the Nedib Yehuda, hunting falls into this category, and therefore if it's the Tzorech Parnosa, there would be a heter of the Isser of Ishamar Nafshecha. And when it comes to Stamazoi hunting for recreational purposes, we would be machmir, and we would say that a person is not allowed to hunt. Now where does the Nedib Yehuda get this from? He gets it from a pasuk. He says that the Gemara in Bo Metzia darshins that a person who's a soicher, who's a sachir, someone who's a hired worker, you're mechuyev to pay him on time. Why? Elov noisias nafshoy. The pasuk basically tells us that the worker is risking his life to put his bread on the table. He's putting himself in a matzav of sakana. He's going up high. To high slopes, he's going on, climbing on very high ladders, he's putting himself in harm's way in order to earn a parnoso, and therefore, as a means of compensating him for the risk that he's involving himself with, a person who's an employer has to make sure to pay his workers on time, a lovu noisei esnafshoi, that he's putting himself in a matzvah sakana. And says the Nedib Yehuda, you see clearly from the Gemara, that a certain level of sakana is mutter l'tzorech parnos. And therefore, the Gemara is saying that the worker who's going on high roofs and putting himself in a matzav of sakana is something that's mutter, because a certain amount of risk is expected and sometimes anticipated when it comes to tzorech parnos. Ramesha, in a similar tshuva, was talking about a person who wanted to open up some type of sports facility. And there was also a certain level of sakana that was involved in this sport. And Ramesha over there was mechavin to the Nedib Yehuda. And he, at the end, says that he heard that the Nedib Yehuda says the same thing. And he was a very nene when he saw the Nedib Yehuda, basically said the same heter. And Ramesha was mater, l'tzorech parnoso, even though there's a certain amount of risk and sakana that's involved. And there's a very important rule that pertains to this question about how much risk is allowed and how much risk is not allowed. And that is when it comes to the rule of Shomer P'sayim Hashem. There's a concept called Shomer P'sayim Hashem, which means that if there's a certain sakana, but it's generally accepted among society to do this activity in spite of the certain danger involved, Shomer P'sayim Hashem, Hashem protects the fools, so to speak. Hashem is Megan, Hashem protects, and even though there is a certain amount of danger, if it's accepted among society to go and do this danger, it would be mutter, and you won't be over on this isser of Yishamer L'cha, because Lamaisa it's accepted, and therefore we say Shomer P'sayim Hashem. Ramesha discusses this heter of Shomer P'sayim Hashem in a different context. He's talking about smoking, where Ramesha initially wanted to suggest that smoking should be mutter, because even though there is a certain amount of sakana involved, since it's generally accepted among society to smoke, so we say Shomer P'sayim Hashem, and therefore, since it's a general accepted practice, we say that it's mutter and it's not a violation of being nichnas into a matzvah sakona. However, others say that Rav Moshe would be chayzer nowadays, because Rav Moshe was only talking about in earlier times when it wasn't generally accepted that it's dangerous, but today that it is considered dangerous, then perhaps Rav Moshe would concede that it would be aser. That is something that is widely assumed, that Rav Moshe would be chayzer nowadays, but Akoponim, in his tshuva, he was meiko because of this rule of Shem Yipsayim Hashem. There are exceptions to this heter. There are certain circumstances where the Paiskim say that we cannot apply the rule of Shemir Psayim Hashem. And number one, Rav Moshe assumes, and this is how many Paiskim assume, you only say Shemir Psayim Hashem if it's either Litzayrich some mitzvah, or perhaps Parnosa is considered like a mitzvah. But Stamazah, you're not supposed to rely on it. There has to be some type of Tzayrich, this is how many Paiskim assume, that you don't Stamazah rely on it without any amount of mitzvah or Tzayrich or Parnosa. And that is the first exception to the heter of Shem Yipsayim Hashem, that many Paiskim say that if there is a certain amount of tzayrich involved or mitzvah involved, then we can be meiko. V'oid, there are opinions, which Rav Moshe doesn't pass in like, but there's the Chidah and others that want to say that perhaps we only say the rule of Shem Yipsayim Hashem in a case where Chazal actually employed this rule. But we Stam can't make up a new activity that we will include under the general rubric of Shem Yipsayim Hashem, because we don't have the license to do so. It's only either in the Rishonim, the Gemara, where we find such a matzah, but you can't just establish a new Shem Yipsayim Hashem, a new reality based on facts on the ground. And therefore, the Chidah holds that you can't employ this rule to be matter a new activity that the Eilam decides to be makel about. Amayser Moshe Zicher assumes not like that, because he employs Shem Yipsayim Hashem even when it comes to smoking. Amayser, the Chidah does say that perhaps we should only invoke the rule of Shem Yipsayim Hashem where it was clearly delineated by Chazal. There's a Trumas Hadesh that wants to be Mitzadeh, that perhaps only if you unknowingly enter a Matzav Sakana do we say Shem Yipsayim Hashem. But perhaps if you intentionally do an activity that's dangerous, perhaps we shouldn't be mattered based on Shem Yipsayim Hashem. But again, Rav Moshe disagrees. Rav Moshe holds that even in such a case where you clearly know about the danger and you nevertheless are doing so, it will still be mutter if it's considered accepted among society to do this activity. So Akoponim, this is the general rule of Shem Yipsayim Hashem, which enables a person to do something that has some danger involved if it's become accepted among society to do this practice, to do this activity. And according to many Paiskim, this is only true if there's a certain amount of tzayrich involved, tzayrich parnosa, or the tzayrich mitzvah, etc.